Psalm 140, Preface. Flatterers are like unto a fowler, who lays snares and scatters food as bait to attract the birds. And when they are regaling themselves on the bait, they are suddenly snared and no more able to escape. So are flatterers, both in the world and in the church. They pretend great love and friendship. Their words are sweet as honey, and they seem to look to the welfare of others, but they seek their own advantage, and having succeeded in decoying others, they even taunt and ridicule their victims. And if flatterers in worldly matters do harm, much more in the church. Pulpit flatterers entertain their hearers with interesting discourses on subjects popular with men and pleasing to itching ears, but lead them away from the Christ of the Bible and deprive them of all true and abiding comfort. But the world wants to be deceived. It will, at all times, prefer the flatterer to the true gospel preacher. Yea, the world does not like those who truly love the Lord Jesus Christ and abide in his word. But this is the comfort of the humble followers of Christ, that God is their rock and their defense. And though tyrants, persecutors, slanderers, and hypocrites prosper for a while and do much harm, yet the Lord, in due time, will repay them and will deliver his own. With this, David comforts himself in the 140th Psalm. Prayer for deliverance from the enemies. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me, and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Summary. This is a fervent prayer of David for protection against his enemies, who hated him without a cause, who spoke against him slanderously with their tongues, who secretly plotted against him and sought his life. Here again, as in so many psalms, we see that David prayed against his persecutors, imploring God to frustrate their evil designs and to cause their wickedness to recoil upon their own heads. And yet David did not lift up his own hand to avenge himself on Saul, Doeg, and others of his enemies. David believed it, that God is against the wicked, and for them that fear him. Therefore he committed his cause to God, saying, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Verse 12. Repay not evil for evil, but rather suffer wrong and commit it to God. Prayer. O Lord, Thou God of strength, bring to naught the counsel of Thine enemies, and frustrate their wicked designs. Turn the hearts of our enemies, that they may cease their hatred against us, and create in us peaceable hearts, which cherish no hate, and seek no revenge, but crave peace with all men, and follow those things which make for peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.